People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
I only like to argue with people that I love and I'm cool with. Number one, avoid arguments. I really do avoid arguments with strangers and people that I don't know. But avoiding arguments altogether will decrease your stress levels and have you living an anxiety-free life, especially in relationships. There's really no point in a relationship for there to be an argument unless there's a lack of understanding. When two people understand each other, they don't argue because it's not about winning, it's about building, right? In a conversation, it should be about finding common ground and building a harmonious relationship. So I'm listening to you, you understand my point. You're listening to me, you understand my point, right? And therefore we have empathy in the conversation and we come together, right, for an agree to disagree. But there should be no reason why we're arguing, especially if we come to a point to where we feel that we can't move forward with it. So if you build on common ground, you avoid that and you keep the emotions and feelings that people have to you in a favorable way, in a positive way. So I don't argue with people because I also think steps ahead of people most of the time. So if you ran a scenario about how the conversation will go in your head, right, I keep probably archetypes of different people that I meet. Let's say I meet somebody that is a Trump fan, right? They love Donald Trump. So I already know if I go into this argument, or go into this conversation talking about how, yo, I don't think Donald Trump is good for America, that's going to spark an argument, no matter what I say. Right? Politics and religion always cause arguments because it deals with faith and belief and deep-seated things. So if I say, I don't think Trump is good for America, why? A person stops listening after the first statement, right? Instead, I want to start with something that's a bridge builder rather than something that destroys the bridge, because now you're putting somebody on defense. I can talk about how I think, you know, American politics could be better so that we can have an America that is actually truly free, and America goes beyond what its past was and move further into a better future. And I want good leadership to do that, right? And I could talk about how we need to take a deep look at the leadership, even when we're in agreement with them or when we're in disagreement with them, and ask ourselves, what type of America do we want? I'm really not saying anything that's open for an argument, right? I'm laying out generalities, and these are moral positions that most people are going to take. General morality, if you will. So generally, people want to be good, right? And they believe in good leadership, right? They believe that good leadership should be XYZ. So now it's up to you to decide whether the leader that you have in your mind is good and or bad, right? And if you're going to operate with the Socratic method, then you're going to ask questions, right? Asking questions lead people to agreeing with you versus disagreeing. What do you think is a good leader, right? What do you think should be the main thing that the president should focus on? What do you think constitutionally people should do when they believe they don't have two good choices, right? I'm allowing them to ask the questions. The more yeses you get, the more likely somebody's going to agree with you, right? So instead, you're leading people to an understanding rather than telling them what to think. This is the best way to avoid arguments. Ask questions, don't tell answers. Number two, respect opinions. Value perspectives, right? And you can actually say that, I value your perspective. Start off on the best foot, right? Especially before you go low on the left foot, because you always want to be right. That was just some words. Show deep respect for opinions of others. Never tell someone they are wrong. Validating their viewpoint fosters mutual respect and opens the door to constructive dialogue, right? So you always start off with, I value your perspective. However, you can use bridge words like however, although, instead of words like but, right? Because whatever you, after you say but, it already neutralizes everything that you said before that. Like nothing that you said before that matter. But is already, you know, a bridge for disrespect for me. Somebody can say, I like what you're wearing, but no. I like what you're wearing. Although, what if you do this? You ask a question again. You're not telling an answer. I like what you're wearing. The black, I think, compliments you well. Although we are going to a day party and it will be hot, do you think this is the best outfit for the day based on the setting? Now you're allowing them to come up with an answer. They're going to, as they answer that question, they're actually going to give you their full perspective and they're going to argue with themselves on the reason why or not, and they're going to weigh it. And they're going to be like, you know what? Actually, I thought about that already. So now they're letting you know they already thought about it, right? Or they're going to say, I haven't thought about that. Now you're persuading them, right, to make different decisions. Or they're going to be like, it actually doesn't matter. I just want to wear black because it looks good today. So that's what I wanted to go with. This is fly. I just bought this. So now you're just listening to their whole thought process by asking a question, right? Therefore, you don't have to go back and forth with them. And perspective is someone else's viewpoint. We all don't see at the same level, same angle, right? There's differentiating factors of why we see things, from class to creed to color, to wealth status, right, to educational backgrounds, to religious, to ethnic backgrounds, right, to sex, sexuality, race. There's so many different variations that we can put together as to why we come to our perspective, who we are, how we grew up, blase, blase. So you have to respect people's perspectives, and then you give them yours as well. And if they value your perspective as you value theirs, then they will see possibly a bigger picture as well, because now you're giving them two viewpoints. It's like creating a 360 map of a room. If I show you the room from my perspective, all I see is the front. If you're faced this way and you show me the room from your perspective, you're going to see the back. Now, if we share perspectives, I can see the front and the back, right? And if we get our peripheral perspectives, now we can get a whole 360. So it's more important to share perspective. This is my perspective. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. And a perspective is always neutral, right? Because a perspective doesn't say that another person's view or ideas are wrong. It leaves room for both of them to be right. And those shared perspectives allow both people to get a full picture and understanding. And when you share perspective correctly, you both should learn something new. So respecting people's opinion is not just good for the other person, is good for you so that you can learn as well, because you never know what listening and respecting other people's perspectives would do to add on to your own. Number three, admit mistakes quickly. Embrace accountability. If you're wrong, you're wrong. Do it swift, do it emphatically, and then move forward, right? It boosts up humility and trust and sets a powerful example of integrity, right? And this allows people to be able to deal with you because they're not going to say that you're difficult. Oh, that person is very easy. They know that if they present something to you or if you do something wrong, then you're going to correct yourself without having to be corrected, meaning that you're not going to create more confrontation in the situation because people don't not like confrontation. So if you're often wrong and people have to confront you, they don't want to be around you. So think about that. But if you're wrong and people confront you and you can admit you're wrong, that's not much tension. But if we have to go through this whole back and forth, then there's going to be a problem. But also within that, you have to be willing to forgive quickly as well if people are willing to admit their mistakes quickly. So don't hold on to things, going back, allowing that to linger, because all you're doing is replaying that moment in your mind and the emotions of that moment will be reconjured. And now instead of it being picked up and dropped, you're holding on to it like a weight. When you hold a weight, it's heavy, right? While you're doing a repetition, it's heavy only while you're holding it. When you drop it, the weight does not affect you. It's the same thing with problems. The more you hold on to a problem, the heavier it is, the more effect it's going to have on you, your body, your emotions, everything. The moment that you drop it, doesn't matter how heavy that problem.
Hi, I'm Sean Nelson, founder and CEO of Lovesack and host of the Let Me Save You 25 Years podcast. Want to avoid common pitfalls and get straight to the insights that drive success? Join me and recognize names like John Mackey of Whole Foods and Joe DeSena of Spartan as we unpack the hard-earned lessons from their journeys. Ready to streamline your path to success? Listen to Let Me Save You 25 Years on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. That's Let Me Save You 25 Years with Sean Nelson. Listen now.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
It no longer has an effect on you. So you have to learn how to admit mistakes quickly, forgive quickly, and drop things when they're over. Number four, begin in a friendly way. Start with warmth. Approach every interaction with friendliness and positivity. A warm start sets the tone for productive and respectful conversations. In a gentleman's game of life, you have to start off with the pleasantries, right? How you doing? Pleasure to meet you. It's nice to meet you. Everything is respectful, right? When it's time to go to war, swords are drawn, guns are out, propaganda is pushed. But when we are in a meeting of treaty, right, everything is respectable. There's handshakes, nice to meet you, right? You look people in their eye. You're not being disrespectful. Everything else is just emotion. High emotional intelligence, you rise above emotions into the thinking of a god. So you want to make sure that in those moments, you are being respectful. And for me, being friendly is being respectful, right? But that means that you also do all the things that we talked about previously. You say people's name. You look them in the eye. You give them a firm handshake, right? You smile. There are all the pleasantries. And sometimes you don't always have to smile, right? But you're not doing anything that's going to make them feel that you have an attitude, which is a position or disposition towards that person, especially if your intent is friendly in the first place. So it's going to be a warm start. How are we doing? Let's set the tone. Let's get everybody energy. You're going to ask them a question of pleasantry. How you doing? How your day going? Right? One of the easiest ways to connect with people is by giving them a compliment, right? So the easiest compliment to give is based on something that a person has physically, right? It can be smell, right? If it's a woman, it can be earrings, it can be nails, it can be clothes, it can be the color they're wearing, the style they have. And if you don't know a compliment to give directly, ask a question. And a question can be a form of a compliment because it shows interest. So you start off friendly, then you move forward. That sets the tone. This is why Muslims always say, Assalamu alaikum, because that means peace be upon you. So I'm starting off with peace. Peace, namaste, ashe, whatever you want to say. That's what my brother says. Let's go to get agreement early, right? So start off with finding common ground. Get the other person saying yes, yes, immediately. Establish an early agreement paves the way for collaboration and mutual agreement understanding. So again, this goes back to the Socratic method. Find something that you know your people, somebody's going to agree with. When somebody's already in the rhythm saying yes, it's going to be harder for them to say a no. This actually works throughout all of life, right? Almost with anything that you're doing. Before you get to a point of contention to where you know you have to sway somebody, get them going in that direction already so they're already consistent in this frequency of doing something, right? So however it is, you come up with a way to get them saying yes. Things that are easy, right, to grasp or things that are easy to affirm. So an example, I'm talking to a client and let's say not a client. I'm going to a store and I want to buy some furniture, right? And I'm asking the salesperson questions, right? Do people come and see this furniture often? Yeah, people come by all the time. They always checking it out, right? This is one of our best pieces. You've been working here, you know, a long time. Yeah, I've been working here for a minute now, you know. You like what you do? Yeah, I love what I do. I've been doing this for years, you know. It allows me to meet people and talk to them and things of that nature. You see a brand on somebody and be like, yo, is those New Balances? Yeah, these are New Balances. These are really great, right? You're setting them up in the rhythm to go to the pace, right? You know, you're asking a person, you know, is this the floor price or is this the sale price? No, yeah, this is the floor price, you know? Now we start moving into other territory. Well, you know, I really like it. I'm motivated to get it. Do you think that there's any wiggle room? So, yeah, I see what we can do. It's going to be harder after they didn't give you 3 to 4 yes for them to automatically just hit you with a no, because that's the flow of the conversation. So now they have to disrupt the flow of the conversation instead of you. So what you're doing is you're pushing them in that direction, right? So they stay in that direction rather than going to the other direction. Get your yeses so they stay yeses. It's going to be very hard to start a conversation with no, 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 yes. Doesn't work that way. Let's go into empowering others. Ownership of ideas. Let other people feel the idea is theirs. When people believe they have contributed, they're more committed to the outcome. 100%, 1,000%, 2 billion percent. True. Empower others. Allow people to contribute. What do you think about this, right? Allow them to come to the conclusion that you may have already had, right? So therefore, when they take ownership of it, they have passion towards it and they're committed to it, because now it is not your success, it's their success, it's our success, right? I think empowering people goes without saying, but it's just more so speaking upon that meritocracy that I spoke about before, making sure that, you know, the best idea or ideas get heard in the first place. You can even join your idea with somebody else. Yeah, I think actually your idea is similar to mine. I like how we came up with that, right? So now you start using a lot of we's and our, right, in your vocabulary, which I think is the easiest thing. So you're connecting people to it, right? You're acknowledging their contribution to the conversation and what they've done. I like how you chose that. I like the way you think, right? I think we're getting somewhere. I think we've got our solution. I think this is the idea that we're going to go with. I'm glad we were able to brainstorm and come up with this. So you're using a lot of we's and ours. You know what I'm talking about? So this is a way to where you can connect people easily. And when people feel like it's theirs, they're more committed to the process versus them working for you. They're working for we. Listen more than you speak. Allow other people to do most of the talking. This not only shows respect, but it also shows you have valuable insights into their thoughts, and it shows your power and your value. So active listening, of course, is listening more than you speak. I have to hear you to digest, to understand, right? Even to the point where you're taking pauses before you speak. Because if you're really listening to somebody, sometimes you have to digest what they say. Food for thought, right? I hear you. Hold on. I do this a lot because when I'm really listening, I'm not just going to respond quickly. I'm like, wait a minute, let me think. Let my mind ponder. Let that thought tinker a little bit. Let it download, upload. You feel me? Reload. All right, now I'm ready to go. So take those moments during those conversations where you just take a pause and you're just listening, right? But during that act of listening, you're making sure that you engage so they know you're listening. Because when people have silence while they're listening, they feel that they're in a room by themselves. And so you need to let them know you're affirming them, like, yeah, I hear you, right? Okay, I get that. Then ask questions. So it lets them know that you are engaged, that you're not just breezing through the conversation, right? Because people will talk. And knowing that you're not really listening, but they need to get it off, it's better when you're actually active listening.
If you're going to jump into Crown Society, you're saying that I represent power, I represent knowledge of self.
Stepping in the name of drip, get ready with me. Stepping in the name of drip, get ready.
I wear the crown to just symbolize, like, I know who I am, I know why I'm here, I know my purpose.
It's abundance, it's royalty, it's prosperity, it's energy.
Put in. Yeah. I got to walk with my head held high because you got to see this and you got to see this.
I believe that if anybody wants to be able to protect their mind and be able to think freely, you got to get Crown Society today, man.
The blue pill, the color palette's all black. James Bond mixed with Malcolm X and my Che Guevara era.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.